Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here again another Saturday. God has been good to us. He has spared our lives so we can be here to go into the Word another time. We want to continue in the epistles of John. And we are in the first epistle. And I will be beginning this week in chapter 3. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you, O God, that you are God. You are greater than all. You are the Almighty God, King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. O God, as we come to you this evening, we know that of ourselves we can do nothing. So we come depending upon you, O God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, O God, that as your word goes forth, that it will saturate, O God, the hearts of your people. Father God, we pray, O God, Almighty Lord, for real change to come, O God, to the lives of your people as we hear your words and purpose in our hearts to obey. Lord, we look to you this evening. No other help but you. You are our only source. You, O God, are our safe place, and we come to you this evening, resting in you, O God, and knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly than we ask or think through your mighty power. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us and in us, and you enable us when we are unable. So we give you honor, O God. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And we thank you again, O God, for this word going forth, and we thank you for the hearts of your people that will receive this word. And we give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I'll continue in 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. The word of God says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." John was saying that we should observe the kind of love the Father has presented to us as a gift. The Father bestowed upon us. He presented to us that gift. This gift is given to us in the person of Jesus Christ. For the word of God tells us in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Because we who believe in Christ are now children of God, the world, who is blinded by the enemy, cannot recognize us because they do not know God the Father. People of God, we have to understand that the world does not know Jesus. So they also don't understand and don't know who we are as we continue to bear the image of Jesus Christ. Verse 2 of 1 John chapter 3. It said, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him." What an assurance we have, people of God. What a consolation to us as we continue to read this epistle. John was speaking with such love to the saints. He said that now we are the sons of God. And the word of God tells us, as many as received Jesus, to them he gave the right or the power to become children of God. And as children of God, we do not know what we shall be, how we will be fashioned in our immortal state. We don't know. But we know, as John said, when he, Jesus, shall come, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall share in his glory. So, people of God, we have the assurance that all we need to do is just to abide in Jesus Christ. Abide in him and let his words abide in us. For we have the assurance that we will be with him and we will see him as he is. So we don't have to spend time down here speculating as to how we are going to look and who we're going to know and all of these things. The important thing is that we are going to be with him and we are going to be like him. We are going to see him as he is. People of God, this should make us rejoice each day. We should be in a state of gladness and rejoicing at all times because we are going to see him for who he is and we are going to be with him and we are going to be like him. We are going to see our King. What a glorious day that will be. Bless the Lord. Verse 3 of 1 John chapter 3 said, and every man that has this hope in him purified himself even as he is pure. John was saying that everyone who has the hope of seeing Jesus Christ and being like him should endeavor to live a life of purity, imitating our Master who is holy and true. So each and every one of us should purpose in our hearts to live a life of purity, honoring our King, knowing who we are in him and that he has called us to holiness. We want to imitate our Master because he is our sanctification. He is our everything. He is our all in all. The people of God, is for us to understand, if we are truly looking for Jesus, if we are truly anticipating his coming, we should be living a life of purity. Verse 4 of 1 John chapter 3. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Whosoever commits sin breaks the law of God, for sin is the transgression of the law. Verse 5 of 1 John chapter 3. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. John was saying that Jesus came into this world to take away our sins, and he is the sinless one. The word of God tells us in John 1:29. John the Baptist saw Jesus, saw him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. People of God, he is the only perfect sacrifice. He alone could bear our sin. He alone could become that substitute for us, paying the price of sin. For the word of God tells us that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he came as the sinless, spotless Lamb of God and laid down his life for us. People of God, we should worship him. We should praise him. We should glorify him every day of our lives. For he alone is worthy. He alone deserves all the glory and the honor and the praise. Verse 6 of 1 John chapter 3. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. John was saying that those who remain in fellowship with Jesus does not practice sin, does not live a lifestyle of sin. Those who habitually practice sin has not encountered Jesus, neither do they have intimate knowledge of him. People of God, we have to understand this. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Those who remain, are constantly living fellowship with Jesus, does not practice sin. But those who have not yet encountered Jesus, who do not have an intimate knowledge of him, will continue to live in sin. Verse 7 of 1 John chapter 3. It said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. John was telling the believers not to allow anyone to deceive, to trick, or to fool them. He that practices right living is righteous, even as Christ is righteous. When we practice to do what is right, people of God, we are imitating the righteous one who is Jesus Christ. We have to practice right living, righteousness. We are clothed in his righteousness, but we are clothed to practice right living. Verse 8 of 1 John chapter 3. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. John is saying that whosoever continues to practice sin is of the devil. That person is not born again, people of God. Whosoever continues to live in sin is not born again. It is so clear. For the devil is a sinner from the beginning. So Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, to set humanity free from the bondage of sin, to condemn sin in the flesh. And we are going to look to our reference scripture right now, Hebrews 2, 14 through 15. Hebrews 2, 14 through 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 15, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So we see Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9 of 1 John chapter 3. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. John was saying that whosoever is born again, born of God, born of the Spirit, cannot habitually live in sin. It's impossible, people of God, for one who is born of the Spirit, born of God, to habitually practice sin. They cannot habitually live in sin. For God's seed, God's word lives in him. But he cannot practice a sinful lifestyle, because he's born of God, born from above. The righteous seed is in him. The word of God, when the word of God is in us, people of God, doesn't matter how far we stray, we are going to come back, because the word is in us. The word draw us back. So we cannot continually practice sin. We cannot habitually practice sin if we are truly born of God. So we have to examine ourselves many times, people of God, and see if we are truly born again. If we continue to practice sin, continue to live in sin, then we are not truly born again. We might be coming to church, being a member of a church, but not born again. Check ourselves to see. Examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith. Examine ourselves to see and to know if God's seed dwells in us, if the word of God is in us. We want to know and understand and be fully assured of our salvation, people of God. So we have to stop and ask the Lord to shine the spotlight in our life. Show us if we are truly of him, or if we need to come to the cross and say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Save my soul. Save me, Jesus. If we are not saved, we need to cry out to him and say, save me. For he is able to save to the utmost those who call upon his name. Verse 10. Of 1 John chapter 3. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So John was saying that this is how the children of God are identified, by their righteous practices. They will practice a lifestyle of right living, and one that goes And one that does not practice right living is not of God. And those that does not love his brother are certainly not of God, but are manifested as children of the devil. So people of God, we have to understand that the children of God are identified by their righteous living. They practice a lifestyle of right living. And those who do not practice right living is not of God. Those who do not show love for their brothers are certainly not of God. But there are, it is quite clear that they are children of the devil. People of God, we have to come to understand what God is saying to us in these verses and come to understand that we have to stop and check ourselves, examine ourselves, see if we are truly in the faith, and come to turn to God, turn to him with our whole heart, ask for forgiveness. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 11 of 1 John chapter 3. For this is the message that we heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. The message of love is from the beginning, people of God. This message of love is from the beginning. In the Old Testament, the Lord told Israel to love him and to love people. In Deuteronomy 6:5, he told Israel to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And in Leviticus 19:18, he tells the people of Israel again to love their neighbor as themselves. Jesus repeated this in the New Testament, Matthew 22:37-40. To love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And to the second commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus went on to say that all the law and the prophet hung on these two commandments. Commandments of love, loving God and loving people. John 13:34-35 tells us, Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And he said again in John 13:35, he said, then the world will know that you are my disciples when you have love one for another. People of God, the world is looking out. The world is looking for the real Jesus. The world is looking for to see the love of Jesus displayed among us. But we have to give that unconditional love. We have to give that sacrificial love. And we have to give that love with such pure motives, giving and not expecting anything in return. So we are called to love. The message from the beginning is to love God and to love people. Verse 12 of 1 John chapter 3. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. John was saying that we should show love to our brothers and do not be as Cain, who killed his brother, because his own works was evil and was not acceptable to God. But his brother's work was righteous and was acceptable to God. Genesis 4:1-11. We are going to turn there and look into the story of Cain and Abel. Genesis 4:1-11. The word of God said, And Adam knew his wife, Eve, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. 11. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. So we see the evil deeds of Cain written right here in Genesis 4. He was jealous of his brother. He brought a gift, but his gift was not acceptable. He just brought anything he wanted to bring. It wasn't what the Lord had required. But Abel was obedient to the voice of God and did what the Lord required, and his gift was accepted. People of God, we cannot approach God anyhow. We have to approach him in humility, with reverence, and we just can't come anyhow, saying we are coming to worship God. But let us know that he is God. He's the Almighty God. He's holy. He's true. He's righteous. So let us approach him the right way, with the respect that is due unto his great name. We must revere his name, for he alone is holy. He alone is worthy. He alone is true. Verse 13 of 1 John chapter 3. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Don't marvel, people of God, if the world hate you. Many times we are wondering why they don't like us. But the world cannot like us. The world will not love us. The world will hate us, people of God. Jesus told us in John 15, 18 through 21. Jesus said, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you. The world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. So we see, people of God, don't go out looking for the world to love you. The world will hate you. The world hates Jesus. The world will also hate Jesus' followers. But Jesus made it so clear to us. So let us keep these words in our hearts and understand. When persecution comes from the world and its system, then we know and we stand secure in the word of Jesus Christ, reminding us that the world will hate us. The world not hating us because of us. They are hating us because they hate Jesus. The world is in direct opposition to Jesus. The world hates Jesus and will hate Jesus' followers. So let us be assured of Jesus' word, and let us stand firmly and knowing that we are covered in him, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So let us go forth with boldness. Let us go forth with courage to do what Jesus has called us to do. Verse 14 of 1 John chapter 3. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. People of God, this is the assurance that we have left the kingdom of darkness. We are passed from death unto life. We have left the kingdom of darkness with the death grip that was on our lives. And we are now translated in the kingdom of God's dear Son. We now have this new life. We now have assurance of life eternal because of our love for the brethren. He that does not love his brother remain in sin, remain in darkness. If we don't love our brothers, we are in darkness, people of God. The word of God makes it so clear to us. We want to love one another. We don't want to be in darkness. We want to walk in the light of God's word. We want to walk in holiness. We want to walk in righteousness. We want to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise people, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We want to stay on the straight and narrow path that leads to life eternal. We want to live a life of holiness, but without holiness, no man shall see God. And the word of God tells us, as Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we want to remain in Christ Jesus. We want to remain in the light of his word. We want to know that his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. When we stay in the word and when we allow the word to direct us, then we know that we cannot stumble on this journey. So we want to continue to remain in the light of Jesus' word, walking in holiness and truth, giving honor and glory to his name. 1 John 3:15. The word of God says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And we know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. These are strong words, people of God. The word of God says here, 1 John 3:15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. So just by hating your brother, Jesus sees you as a murderer. For in your heart, it's like you're committing murder. Because you hate that person, you have ill will towards that person. God is saying to us today that we should love, for love covers a multitude of sin. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Let us examine ourselves and to see if we are really walking in the love of Jesus. Do we hate our brothers? We have to stop and ask ourselves, do we have any hatred in our hearts for any individual? Then Jesus said we are murderers. We don't want to be murderers. We want to have eternal life abiding in us. So let us examine ourselves. And if we find out that we are hating someone, ask the Lord to help us to love that person. The word of God tells us that Jesus comes, send his Holy Spirit to live in us. And the Holy Spirit is in us and he's able to give us that power to love even those that are unlovable. So we pray today that we will just hear this word and really look deep into it and to understand that Jesus sees those that are haters as murderers. So it's not just going out there and trying to kill somebody with a weapon. No, in your heart, you're killing someone. We don't want to be in that state. We want to truly be followers of Jesus Christ. God bless you here this evening. And I know that this word has come forth, and I know that your hearts are pricked, and I know that transformation will come because the word is alive and active and it brings forth change. God bless you this evening, and let us pray. Father, we thank you again for this evening. We thank you for your word that has gone forth to your people. We thank you, O God, that your word is doing the work in the lives of your people. And we look to you, O God, for the revival that is coming to the body of Christ and the spiritual awakening that is coming to the world. We thank you and give you praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, W.